Boker Tov, little Dvar Halacha. So a question that people have been asking, and that is very popular this time of year. How is one allowed to tie down their schach? So this relates to a very, very important topic called Ma'amid, or in Yeshivish, Ma'amid. So is one allowed to hold up their schach with something that is also for schach itself? Or do we say that we don't want you to make a mistake and use it as schach, so therefore you can't even use it to hold up your schach? This is a machlokes in the Gemara, a machlokes harishonim, or at least it's machlokes harishonim about what the Gemara is saying. And the psak in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. This is not commonly known. Me'ikar adin, we hold that there's no problem with ma'amid. It doesn't matter if your schach is being held up, or for that matter, tied down by something that is possible for schach. However, it's a recommended chumrah in Shulchan Aruch to be machmir for this issue. So we should lechadchila be machmir for this issue. It's good to know that me'ikar adin, we really, really, really hold it's kosher. This is something to keep in mind. If you're in a place where you think, oh, maybe the schach is touching the metal, okay, me'ikar adin, we really hold it's kosher. But how should you build your sukkah? You should build your sukkah in a way that you're not relying on this kula, because the Shulchan Aruch itself recommends being machmir for this. So what does that mean? That the schach should not be resting on something, a material that is inherently possible for schach. So for example, the very popular sukkahs where you have the metal poles, I think we have one upstairs. The schach basically rests on that, so we put wooden beams, and the schach is on the wooden beams, not directly on the metal poles. Chazon Ish is famous for holding that even maimid de maimid would be a problem. So something holding up the thing that's holding up. It should be noted, the Chazon Ish agrees to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that me'ikar adin, maimid is fine. He's just saying the recommended chumrah in Shulchan Aruch is more machmir than you think. So then the metal framed sukkahs are just possible, just don't use them. But okay, if we're using them, we're relying on the standard interpretation of the Chumrah, the Mishnah Berurah's interpretation. So that is what the schach should be resting on. So the same applies to what holds down the schach. If the schach would not be able to stay up on the sukkah by itself under normal weather conditions, ruach mitsuya, normal weather conditions, and you tie it down with something that's possible for schach, that's the same thing. It's ma'amid. It's considered to be the same thing, ma'amid. So some of the schachs that they have are very light, lightweight, and they'd fall off all the time. So you tie it down. So that would be something that you should take into consideration, that ma'amid would be a factor. So they sell these types of twine made from flax, and that's considered to be not inherently possible for schach, and you would tie it down with that. A heavy mat of schach that would stay up by itself in a ruach mitsuya, you don't really need to tie it down with that stuff. Whatever you tie it down with would be fine, because a dover hamamid would not really be a concern under such circumstances, but most people just use these twine, and that's the safest way to go. There is one further consideration, which I've been asked a few times recently, and that is by way of introduction, the follows. Well, by way of introduction, Tosus, first Amud of Masechta Sukkah. So I'm sure you guys are holding. First Amud of Masechta Sukkah. It says that there's Machlokes Tanoim, if Sukkah should be a Diras Arai or Diras Keva. Right? We hold Diras Arai. That doesn't mean that it actually has to be a Rai. It just has to be, the dimensions can't be such that it couldn't be a Rai. Okay, so you can make your walls out of cement and whatever, that's fine. But Tosus says that's when it comes to the walls, not the Schach. Otherwise, Tosus say, so if I have a, you know, if I have a roof that's made out of wooden beams, so that's totally kosher, minat Torah, I can just stay in my house. So it must be that that's possible midaraisa. So Tosus says the schach can't be kavua. What's the definition of schach being kavua? So Tosus says, like, if it's like waterproof. So that's, in some places, that's even better than a regular house. You know, waterproof. But Tosus says if the rain wouldn't come in, so then that's possible. So that's quoted by many poskim who add onto that definition, that also if it's nailed down in a permanent kind of a way, nailed down, screwed in, so then that would also be possible. So this is quoted by the Magen Avraham, by the Mishnah Berurah, and this is something which is relevant in some places. If it is even if it's kosher schach, but if it's nailed down, so then many posts can consider that to be a violation. Standard posts can consider that to be a violation of what Tosfos says. So these are a few guidelines in terms of schach and how it is held in place. Have a wonderful day.